Stop. That's close enough for right now. Stop right there or the princess dies. It's my only spell keeping that axe from falling down and cutting her in half. I can drop it in an instant. Or if I die, the spell ends and she still dies. But I'm not really a bad person, at least not as bad as all those stories would have you believe. If you do what I ask of you, I swear upon all the gods that I will not harm your precious princess. I will let you take her from here, if that's what you want, but only after you've indulged me a little bit. So, drop that crossbow. And the sword. The other one too. And the daggers. Good. And you have no need for that armor either. It'll just get in the way. Now, sit with me by the fire. You can watch your beloved princess if you wish. Or you can watch me. I'm just as nubile as her, I can assure you. And you can see far more of my body in this outfit than you've ever seen of hers. I don't have her modesty. Don't worry, you have my word that I won't try to kill you, and I won't kill her if you behave. But the blade remains over her, and the spell keeping her quiet as well, at least until we're finished. Good, now come drink with me. I so seldom get visitors here in this castle. Oh, that? It's quite delicious and alcoholic. I wouldn't poison you. See? I will pour myself a glass from the same bottle. See? It's very good. It's also required that you drink it if you not want me to kill the princess. See, it wasn't poisoned. I think you quite liked it, actually. You really should try new things. I'm sure you've only drunk the same wine your entire life, just as you've only courted the princess since you were both children. But just as you can enjoy new drinks, you could also develop an appreciation for new women. No. Is it getting too warm for you? Perhaps this magical fire combined with your drink are too much for you. Or maybe it's my presence. So close to you, I must admit I'm feeling the heat as well. But I am wearing so much less than you and far less than your princess. Both of you must be so incredibly warm right now, even if the princess cannot tell you. But there is a solution right in front of you to the sensation you're feeling right now. All you have to do is take action. Oh, that wasn't a line, darling. I'm talking about the red and blue gems in the arm of the chair you sit in. Red makes the fire burn warmer while the blue makes it burn colder. Just adjust the fire to your taste. I want you to be comfortable. Yes, that's much better. I'm feeling cooler already. Feel free to keep adjusting it if it gets too hot or cold. Perhaps my offer will warm you up some more. You see, if you want the princess back, you'll need to pay a ransom for her. No, put your gold away. My dungeon is full of it. What I want is something that gold cannot buy. Not really. No, that's okay. Make it colder if you want while I explain it further. Now, here's how you can get me to release the spells on your beloved princess. You must make love to me. Oh, I'm quite serious. I've admired you for quite some time, my bold young knight. I've monitored you through spells for the last few years as you built a reputation for yourself and turned from a strapping teenager into a hunky man. We're the same age, you and I, and you made quite the impression on me. You could say that you were my first and only crush. But the princess was always your crush, although I don't know why. While she was learning to dance and about art and diplomacy, I was learning practical things such as spells, potions, and how to conquer. So for some reason, she ends up with you and I end up alone. Except now we're all here together. This time I won't have to spy on the two of you being all lovey-dovey, even if she's never done more than kiss you. But she's going to see a lot more than that today. She's going to see her champion have sex with her greatest enemy. At least if her champion doesn't want me to cut her in half. Look to the princess all you want. She can't tell you what to do or what not to do. She does look frightened, doesn't she? Look at how she quivers. Is that at the current risk to her life or the thought of her true love's first time being with an evil witch and not her? If only she could speak and tell us what she's really thinking. It's up for you to decide, handsome. You can either have sex with the sexy witch queen, who is more than happy to let you do anything to her. After that, you can leave with the princess if you want, who will still be in one piece, or you can turn me down. You can leave with the princess, but it won't be in one piece. Yes, it must be right here, in front of her, in your chair, as a matter of fact. Our lovemaking may warm up the room a little, so you'll want to be near the gems. Even now, without thinking about it, you're making the fire cooler to make your body more comfortable. But I can make your body much, much more comfortable than any magical fire could. Already, just looking at my barely clothed figures made you feel more than the princess ever did. And if I stand up and remove the skimpy outfit, well, that makes you comfortable and uncomfortable at the same time, doesn't it? It's okay if you want to make the fire a little colder again. Even standing naked in front of you, I'm feeling very warm now. You must be very hot with all of those clothes on. You'll forgive me if I use a little spell to remove them from you, won't you? It seems you did enjoy looking at my body. Were you even allowed to get aroused around the princess? She seems the type to look upon something like that with fear and revulsion, while I only have lust and longing. And I want to have sex with you. How hard you are right now says that you want to do the same. And you can't really say no, or else the princess dies at my hand. Assuming you even wanted to say no. You don't have to say no. You don't have to say yes. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back in that big chair and let me straddle you. You can look at your princess all you want, but she can't say anything. She can just shake her head and look at you desperately, but already her motions are growing weak. She knows she is lost to me, at least for this time. Once you have me, you are free to do with her what you wish, of course. I won't do anything to harm her. Now stop watching her and watch me. It's only polite to be looking at the girl when you are about to be in her. And you will be as soon as I lower myself down on your... Surprised that this is my first time? The opportunities for an evil witch queen to have a love life are surprisingly limited. Even for one who looks like I do. Maybe I was just saving myself for this moment with you. And now that it's here, I'm not going to waste it. Not by being timid like the princess would be, but by being aggressive and slowly taking control as I make my move up and down on you. Forget that blue gem for a moment. I think it's as cool in here as the magical fire will allow. Instead, put your hand on my treasures. Treasures that I would happily share with you for the rest of your life. Run your strong, manly hands up and down my body and over my breasts and let them settle on my waist and help my body glide up and down on you. Now that you're in me, your devotion to the princess is fading, isn't it? It's hard to think about her while you're making love to me. You're fucking another woman right in front of her, but there's nothing she can say about it because you're doing it for her. You're doing me for her. You almost have me here, my reluctant lover. You're not far either, so enjoy me while you can because soon you'll be back. Oh, you're a frigid princess. But right now, you are having a queen whose body burns with passion for you and always will. Lover, come at me. Come at me. Think of the princess all you want. But if you think... But just remember... It will be me that you're filling with your seed. Thank you, my gallant knight. You definitely know how to properly treat a lady. And my word is true, I have not harmed your princess. A wave of my hand is all it takes to move the blade from her and banish the spells binding her. And now I have moved off of you. You are free to be reunited with her. Dead? No, not quite. And do not look at me like that. I did not do this to her. You did. The drink we shared at the beginning contained a potion. It did no harm to either of us other than changing our bodies. Our blood runs cold now, colder than the ice water. So it was not the room that was getting hotter. It was our bodies that were growing colder. When you adjusted the fire to make it colder, you were dropping the temperature throughout my palace. You were making it more hospitable for our remade bodies, but not your poor, poor princess. But you're fortunate. I gave her a different potion before you arrived here. The cold did not kill her. It just put her into a deep, long sleep. She will not age while she slumbers. And only the kiss of one man will awaken her. Oh, stay away from her. Do you think I would really make it that easy for you? It's not you that can awaken her. It will be your son. Our son. At least if you stick around long enough to make sure that it happens. To conceive him and to help raise him. So that one day he may awaken your princess and claim her as his own bride. And unite our kingdoms under our rule. Or you can walk out of here now with your cursed princess. She'd make a nice decoration back at her castle, but her father would likely have you killed for failing to rescue her, especially if he finds out that it was your doing that sealed her into that curse. So come with me now if you want. I have a bedroom with a bed far more comfortable than that chair. Or you can sit out here and cry over your princess. But that doesn't help our son being born. And he's the only one that can save her. Sit out here and think about it all you want, my lover. I'll keep the bed warm for you. Well, warm is a relative term now, isn't it? But I think you'll find what we can do in it to be very hot.